He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're definitely coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 402. Today, we're going to take a look at how to install a brand new, in the package, SSD, a solid state hard drive, into a case. And this is a real good way to make an external hard drive that's going to last a long time. And we also have some very creative apps for you. So let me say that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will definitely try to answer all the emails. So thank you for that. So today, as I said, we have kind of an interesting gadget. It's not a gadget, but it's a very functional device that I think everybody should have. Now, most of us, if you will, are still using the old drives that kind of spin up. And let me tell you, they are going to crash. I had one go last week, and I had one go about a month ago. And yeah, everything was backed up, but it's still a pain in the neck. So slowly but surely, I have been changing all my drives over to solid state drives. And the advantage of solid state drives is, well, one, they're very, very tiny, as you can see, very tiny. They don't spin up. It's solid state, so it's very much the same technology as you would find in a USB stick. There's no mechanical moving parts. These are going to hopefully last a lot longer. Also, there's no boot time. So if you use this for your, let's say, your C drive in a laptop, and most laptops would come with this anyway, I would hope, there's no spin-up time. So your boot time is boom, instant, and that's good. So I have been, as I said, turning things over lately and changing all my hard drives to solid state drives. I have also been using external hard drives for backup for years and years and years and years. And I have to say that I probably, and I'm not exaggerating, probably have used over 100 different types of drives. And probably currently at this time, I probably use, I don't know, 20, 25 drives, and one by one, they're dying. I just had one die, as I said, last week, and it had a lot of photos on it, and I was really upset. Fortunately, I had everything backed up, but I am dumping that drive into the garbage because it's dead, and now I am going to replace that external drive with a solid-state drive in a remote case, which I'll show you an external case. So I have found this to be a great way. The disadvantages of these little suckers are they're very expensive, although the price is dropping significantly. But in terms of capacity, this is a 1 terabyte drive, and they're about $120-ish. This particular drive, as I mentioned, is the SanDisk SSD solid-state drive, 1 terabyte. This actually costs $99. That's a great buy for $99 for a solid state drive. Of course, if you're going to get a standard drive that spins up, a mechanical drive, if you will, for $100, you can probably get a 5, 6, 7 terabyte drive. I think I bought a 10 terabit drive a couple months ago for $160. So yeah, I still kind of use them, but I'm trying desperately to get away. Eventually, you're going to find that these will get larger and also hopefully cheaper, but I think you'd be hard pressed to buy I don't even know if they make a 10 terabyte drive in solid state. So in any event, this is part one of what we're going to need today. And part two is right here. This is the case that this is going to go into. And this is a Sabrent 2.5 SATA to USB 3, which is what you want, tool, free external hard drive enclosure optimized for SSD. So this is the two items that you want, the case, which would be right here, and also the hard drive. So the first thing I'm going to do is open up this case, and I have not opened it up. I'll tell you, all these cases, are pretty much the same. There are some variations. This particular case that, let's see here, we don't need the, I already bought it, so I don't need the honey coupons there, but this particular case is very reasonable in cost. You will find that it's $9. So I am going to literally rip this box open. It's packed in there real tight. All right, so now I'm going to slide this out. And what you're going to see here is two things. One, you'll see a nice USB 3 cable, and it's USB to USB. I like that. It's not that special cable with the indent on it, so I like the USB 3 cable. It's going to come, of course, with your instruction book and blah, blah, blah. But also, it's going to come with the case. And you can see these are very small, very portable. And what I like about these cases is there's not much to installing these. Very simple to install. This is the case on the front of it, and there's only switches on the front. I don't know if you can see this, but there's basically a USB port to take the cable, which is going to go like so. And obviously the other end of the cable is going to go into your computer. These are external drives. This also has a very nice switch. It's just an on and off switch, which will light up when the disk is on. So I like those two things. When I'm buying a case, I always want to switch on it. So these come apart real simple. You just put your fingers down, press it, and it comes out. There's also an indicator light here, and I love that too. So again, you have the switch and the light, and I like that. So this basically comes apart like so. That's it. You're going to see a little piece of foam here. Don't throw that away, because that's going to actually act as a pressure piece, if you will. It's going to go on top of the hard drive, you'll see in a minute, and that keeps anything from sliding, which it won't. If you look carefully inside here, there's basically a socket, if you will, that you're going to plug. So this is a plug, and the socket's obviously on the hard drive, so you'll plug that in, and that's all there is, and snap it back. So let's take the hard drive here. Again, these are obviously brand new. You're going to need a knife to rip this out of its case. They're really packed. So when you open the solid state drive up, you're going to see a very small, very light, plasticky solid state hard drive and a set of instructions. And now comes the easy part. Again, here's the little sponge rubber foam piece that comes with it. So basically on the back here, it says remove this piece of tape before installing. So we're going to do that. And that's just there to protect the points, so you don't, you know, the circuit board, so you don't wreck that. And that's just a little piece right here. And basically, you're going to take a look at it. And this is very simple. It's just going to go like this, slide in, and that's it. Now, it's in there pretty tight. It's not going to come out right now. I can guarantee you that. And you're going to slide the case on. But before you do that, I always put this little foam on here. And now we're going to slide this back. So I had my thumb on that, I put the cap on, and basically I just slide, and that's it. That's all there is to it. Put the plug in, and away you go. This will go in your pocket, whatever, your briefcase, if you still use those things. I do on occasion. And that's it. So there you have a 1 terabyte solid-state external hard drive. Now, what I really like about this is occasionally I will drop it, or someone will drop it for whatever reason. Solid states are going to take the boom, the bang. If you drop an external big hard drive, it's probably going to die right on the spot. And that's what happened to the one I lost last week. I dropped it, and that was it. It was the end. So I really like these. They work quite well. And let's take a look at some of the poop, if you will, on each one of these devices. So as I said, this is the SanDisk SSD Plus 1 terabyte external hard drive, $99. That's a great buy. This gets phenomenal reviews, 4.5 stars, and easily upgrade for faster boot up time, shutdown, application load response, blah, 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 as compared to a 5400 RPM SATA 2.5 drive. So these things work quite well. They're fast, and you're really going to not have many problems with them. Some of the theorists say that these will die in time, but I have not had one die yet, and I've had them 2-3 years now, so I'm pretty pleased with that. And as far as the case goes, I like the Sabrent. It's very affordable, $9, and it does everything that you'd want. As you can see, it works with the Mac OS X, and also the Windows, obviously. So these are great little cases. They work well. They're easy to install. Not much else to say. So definitely pick one of those up if you're interested, and you will find that they will last you a very, very long time. Now, one of the things I do, an easy tip, is I take my label maker and I actually write on here 1 terabyte, and I'll put photo backup or, you know, file backup or whatever it is I'm going to do. Speaking of backup, I always back up my computers now, standard procedure, with an external SSD drive, always. There's no reason not to use these today. If you're backing up to an external hard drive or even an internal hard drive, that's the, you know, the typical mechanical hard drive, I'm telling you, you're leaving yourself open for major problems. So again, there's no reason not to to use a terabyte solid state drive. You could buy a smaller one, but for $100, I think these are well worth it. All right, let's take a look at some of the apps today. Odd collection of apps today, oddly enough. This one is called Tasty, yeah. And this is available pretty much on all platforms. But if you're into cooking, which I am not, but if I'm into eating. anyway, if you are into cooking, or your wife is, or whoever, this is a great app, over 3,000 recipes, and they've got some pretty cool stuff. A friend of mine has made several items that this app features, and I'm telling you, it's really, really good. So check that out. Now, this other one that we're going to talk about today is Venmo, and this is a cool way to send and receive money. So if you want to be, you know, hip and with it, and you want to send me some money, that's good too. But this will work on pretty much all your platforms, and this is a very simple way to make payments using your debit card, your credit card, right from your bank account, or any way that you want to set this up. Venmo is a simple, fun money app for sending cash quickly between friends and shopping at your favorite online stores. Apply for the Venmo card, and you could be on the way to shopping everywhere. MasterCard is accepted in the United States, blah, blah, blah. But you can share your new buys if you want to do that. You can split the purchases on Venmo with friends to avoid awkward IOUs and catch up on what your friends are doing in the feed. So it's an interesting app. And if you buy things and need to send money or receive money online, this is a great way to do it. It gets very high reviews, 4.9, which you're rarely going to find a 4.9 rating for an app, very rare. And so far, this has 5.4 million ratings at 4.9. So that's pretty good. So check out Venmo. That's V-E-N-M-O, Venmo. All right. Now, I am sure that you are plagued, just like I am, with just a tremendous amount of ads coming through, and people like to use blockers. Well, this is one of the better ones. It's going to set you back 99 cents. I'm sorry about that, but sometimes you get what you pay for. But 99 cents is not an outlandish price for what this device will do. So this is called Better Blocker, and Better Blocker is a privacy tool for Safari that protects, that's the browser you have to use, Safari, that protects you from trackers and privacy eroding ads on your website. Make your experience safer, lighter, faster with the Safari and your iPhone and iPad. So maybe it's only good for the iPhone or iPad products. How it's different, this is good because it does work. It blocks tracking scripts. It drops tracking pixels and behavior for advertising. It uses a unique handcrafted open tracking database solution, and it does a fabulous job. I've used this now for about 2 weeks, and I haven't had one ad, so go figure. Safari is not my favorite browser. I like the Chrome browser, but it works well. I have no complaints about it. And for the sake of blocking all the ads, I do like to use this Better Blocker. It's good. Now, this next app is almost a must. This is free. This works, I'm pretty much sure, on every platform. It's called Bouncer. It gives your apps temporary permission. And what I like about this is you can grant temporary permission one time, okay, if you want to use a particular app, and then shut it down. So that is very helpful. It also will help the battery life of your phone because that app is not running in the background trying to access the internet. So you never have to worry about what the apps are doing in the background, because you have to essentially grant it permission to use it every time you turn that particular app on. Once you turn that app off, boom, you got to re-permission it. So some people look at that as a pain in the neck. I look at it as really helping me and not having things run in the background. So if you're on a trip or, you know, on a long day event and you don't really want to keep track of charging your phone and you have a lot of apps that you use that are running in the background, this bouncer is a great thing because, as I said, it gives you temporary permissions for that particular app. So definitely check that out. It's pretty cool. Now, this next app is kind of interesting, and I've used it now for a couple days. It kind of works and kind of doesn't work, but it's going to get better. It's one of these, you know, on the leading, bleeding edge types of things. It's called Tunity. And I don't know why someone didn't think of it before. It's one of those crazy apps that, hello, who are we? Tunity, okay, is developed by the first mobile application, has developed its first mobile application of its kind, which allows users to hear live TV from a muted television set. So if your spouse or whoever it is you're sleeping with, even your kids, want to watch TV and you want to sleep, this will send the TV audio directly into the smartphone that you have, which then hooks up to your headsets, and you don't hear any audio, only the person who wants to hear it. Through a patented deep learning and computer vision technology, Tunity identifies a live video stream and its exact timing, syncing the audio with the user's mobile device. Tunity is used by people at bars, restaurants, gyms, universities, doctor offices, airports, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of neat. They mentioned that it's based in New York City, and I'm not quite sure why. It does not work with every single channel. I'm assuming it will, but it does work pretty good, and I would try it loaded. It's free, so if you don't like it, you can always unload it, but I think you're going to hear more from this app. It's very clever, and it definitely has a place in life. One of the things that I did with it, as you know, I do wear hearing aids. I'm not ashamed to tell you that, but that's okay. I do have on occasion trouble, even with my hearing aids, distinguishing voice on the TV. So what I tried actually is with this Tunity is to turn it on, bring it into my headset on my cell phone, on my iPhone, and I'm able through an app to get the tone to be much clearer. So it has worked pretty well in that situation. And I'd keep an eye on this, no pun intended, because the audio coming from this is it's very cool. All right. Now for our last app, as you all know, I love streaming. I hate the cable box. I mean, that thing is so outrageously expensive between Cox Communications and you know, all the other Direct Dish and those types of services. It's very expensive today. So this is yet another interesting streaming service that's being brought to you. It's called Yidio. And this is kind of different from the rest, but your streaming movies and TV guide, track, discover, and find out what to watch on TV. This will also stream Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Showtime, and over 100 other services. So it's kind of like a system that's going to, I want to say coagulate, but that's not the word. But it brings in all the various streaming services, and it also offers its own free content. There are subscriptions that you can purchase on this if you so desire, but it's very interesting the way this works, and it's got some pretty cool alternative streaming videos if you are so interested in that. So check it out, see what you see, and if you like it, you may want to subscribe to certain parts of it, but it's very nice. The website is very, very well designed. Yidio's fleet of robots is continuously monitoring hundreds of stream services like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. You can find something to watch. It's a breeze. You just search for it, and you'll find every streaming service that has that particular show that you're interested in watching. And it will also give you personal recommendations because it knows that you might like science fiction or documentary or historical, whatever the case may be. And this will actually learn what you like and recommend things for you. And it also does, obviously, TV shows as well as movies. So it's very well done. It's very interesting. It works flawlessly. I haven't subscribed to anything yet. But again, it's just one of those interesting services that you may want to check out to see if it brings you more content. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. In the upcoming shows, I am actually trying to get a I actually have a hold of a lot of people that I met both at CES and NAB, and we're going to kind of break up the monotony, if you will, here and bring in some live interviews of some companies that have some just incredible equipment out there and a lot of really cool gadgets that you probably won't find or see anywhere else. So in the upcoming shows, particularly in the summertime and in the end of May, June, July, we should have some really cool content. So stay tuned to that. And of course, feel free anytime to email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions for me about the show, please don't hesitate, whether they're positive or negative or in between. I'm not one of those dudes that has an ego type of thing, so I'm always open. And also, we had, as I mentioned about a week ago, to one of our viewers, I am testing the Arsenal. Some days I like it, some days I hate it. And for you who don't know, for those of you who don't know what the Arsenal is, it's a little gadget device, very small. It hooks onto a digital camera, and it makes everything automatic, so you can get some crazy effects out of it once you learn how it works. So I'm having fun with it, and I hope to have a report for you very shortly on that. And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.